Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Celtics Wednesday, Mego coming up in about 10 minutes, and we'll talk all things Celtics in a nice, polite way, please. No personal attacks at anybody's character.
No, it's not a personal. It's just like when you get to...
When you get worked up,
you get the jar, and it's like, you know.
I have to say, my one strength is that I am the only person that can get Wiggy slightly off his game. Oh.
Wait, I think he arrives slightly off his game.
No, but I mean, like,
no offense.
Because you know why? Because I know he doesn't believe what he's saying. Like, he's not, like, he really, I know he doesn't believe that if Brady.
Oh, the hate is real. The
next, one of us created a t-shirt calling someone a traitor, and I'm someone that hates.
Yeah, but Wiggy was kind of like on your, not completely on your side, but he was agreeing with some of your points.
Right.
So you.
Right. And like, he knows the next team that picked after the Patriots, Brady, when he was 199, was the New Orleans Saints with Jim Haslett as the coach. And I know that Curtis knows and believes that if Tom Brady would have ended in landed in New Orleans, he would not be the GOAT.
And what I'm telling you is in 2001, we were New Orleans.
No. I'm talking about, but you didn't have Bill Belichick.
What was the championship reservoir here?
He's saying Brady by himself would have turned New Orleans into the dynasty that the New England Patriots.
All I know is I was right about Brady leaving.
He had Belichick.
I was right about what would happen, and I said that we, quote unquote, the day March 17th, 2020, when Tom left, I said the New England Patriots will be like the post Jordan Bulls.
Here's why I would know this.
Somebody else was like,
we got Mac Jones. He's awesome.
That wasn't me.
Here's that was Greg.
Here's how I know this. Because you know how you do the 6 degrees of Wiggy?
Yeah.
I played for Jim Haslett. And there's no way Jim Haslett is putting Brady in or keeping Brady in. Yeah.
All right, can we go inside the warp
studio,
Brian? Do we have an intro for this? We do.
Okay. Since the beginning of time, man has asked, what the hell is she thinking?
Okay, she's crazy. Lucky for us, I know how to talk to crazy.
It's time to peer inside the warped female brain.
When God created women, he should have supplied a set of instructions.
All right, fellas, as a public service, Courtney, from time to time, will take you inside the brain of a woman that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a DM from Josh. I mentioned this earlier, asking, and you can send them to me or send them to Courtney, however you, if you have a question, you have an issue. I'll read it verbatim. I have been dating a girl named Steph for the last month, and I really liked her. Last night, she essentially dumped me because she says I'm not a baby girl. Mm. And that's what she wants.
So they must be Gen Zers.
What? Do you know what a baby girl?
Very, very popular. And once I explain it, I think that you will understand. So like a baby girl refers to like a Harry Styles of the world or Jacob Elordi. It's like a very attractive man who is very sensitive, vulnerable, will like cry. Women want men that are more in tune with their emotions now and are more vulnerable with their emotions. So they're called baby girls.
Really?
Yeah.
She wants a guy who's going to, when the weather's bad, is going to start crying uncontrollably.
It's not that. It's like somebody that you can have really deep conversations with and they're not afraid to show their soft side. Like, I'm trying to think of people I would consider Santo to be a baby girl. Like, he's...
Oh, my God.
Will you stop doing the man dirty?
Wow. I ain't gonna say nothing. You open the door.
I would also...
So Santo is a crier.
Santo's soft.
It's not that. It's somebody that will, like...
He's soft.
No, it's somebody who's not afraid to show their emotions or be vulnerable with them. Yeah. I actually think Shime is also, I would consider Shime a baby girl.
Shime is also a baby girl.
Thank you.
So he's soft.
It's not soft. See, you're the opposite of a baby girl because you immediately go to soft. That's not calling somebody soft. But that's what women want now.
I'm emotionally mature,
generation.
Greg. All right, figure it out.
Can you add that to the new intro? It says Greg, Wiggy, Curtis, Courtney, and the baby girl.
Yeah. Sure, that's a compliment, Shime. That is a comp. That was not.
We probably can't understand it because we're older.
It's the younger generation,
and so we're just not really in touch with.
And like for anybody thinking,
we don't cry at the drop of a hat.
It's not crying at the drop of a hat. That's not what I'm saying. And you guys can try to spin it to make it look bad. Nobody's looking. Jacob Elordi is the hottest thing going right now.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
you do.
No, I think we should embrace it.
Yeah, but
what makes you cry?
Like Josh should embrace it. Is he done with this woman, or can he get? Could he like go back to her and say actually like crying?
To me, this seems like maybe they've had a few conversations and he has a bit of a wall up. So if he just takes that wall down and is vulnerable with this girl, I think that there's still hope there.
Okay.
We now know Santo cries at the end of Harry Potter.
See. Go ahead. Do all you want.
But that's what you said.
No, yeah,
man,
he's a baby girl.
Dies,
Santo is vulnerable,
too.
And Santo doesn't have a wall up with his wife.
Yes.
And Santo is able to be emotional with me.
Right, which is nice.
Yes. Oh, nice. It's the boomer and older generation that thinks, like, men don't cry.
Well, I cried when my mother passed away.
Okay.
But I'm not going to cry at the end of Momoa 2.
Right. Moana.
Moana, whatever.
It's Jason Momoa.
Whatever that, the one that
is Jason Momoa.
He makes me cry
are you saying Jason Momoa's a baby girl?
Yeah, I bet.
There's no way.
You know who else?
Stop it.
You know who else? The Rock.
Stop it.
The Rock, another baby girl.
He's in Moana.
Yeah.
No. He's a girl dad, but he's not a baby girl. Stop it. Stop it.
No, most girl dads are not baby girls.
It was intriguing to me.
I think my dad's a baby girl.
Really?
Yes.
So your dad's soft.
What?
It doesn't mean soft. My dad's a softy, but my dad, if he talks about me, he cries.
Yeah.
My dad will cry at a movie, and he's not afraid to do that in front of his wife.
Yeah. My dad does that for different reasons.
Huh. All right, so it was intriguing to me because I never heard the term before.
Maybe I
and
get
the
it.
Fact that it's that popular,
very
that's
popular,
what women want
yes.
is a good thing for guys who listen to the show to know.
We emotionally intelligent.
Yeah. Greg, we should do a Cry It Out Thursday.
Yeah, Cry It Out Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you got give me a break. I'm not doing it today. I'm not doing it.
I just said we should have a segment, Cry It Out Thursday.
Right. Yeah.
I did cry at the end of Training Day when they did kill Alonzo.
Okay, Wiggy, put on your Christmas PJs when you call Santo soft. Give
but
me a freaking
break. You said he cries.
Santo sleeps in the nude with his big dong, and you're over there in Christmas PJs, and you look like you've got a small penis in it. So keep going.
What?
Keep going. I'm not doing it anymore. Baby girl is a compliment.
You said baby girls. You said baby girls are guys
who are vulnerable.
That cry.
No, that are vulnerable and are not afraid to cry.
Did you say?
I am crying right now.
Was there an issue with Wiggy's bulge in the pajamas?
I didn't see one. The lack of bulge.
Really?
Really?
I did not know that.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see one in Curtis's skinny jeans either. Okay? So, Greg's already said he's got a micropene.
I'm a grower, not a shower. Is that what they say?
We have micropenes all around.
Yeah.
All right. I can't say that.
It's the drop-a-thon.
I think we had to dump out of that. All right. Mego is next.